94MD. Far Mobile. Far WA4MD.
WA4MD and 0TR. The name here is Tom. Good afternoon, Bill.
WA4MD. How's things going for you?
Good. I'm just sitting here eating one of Bernice's oatmeal cookies and sorting out a little bit of old mail here that I've accumulated too much of. Going to go out and feed the birds here in a little while, the chickens. And not much else. I'm retired, or we're retired. And I talked to my buddy Chad this morning on here, but I haven't heard a whole lot of activity today. I guess we're going to get a dusting of snow later tonight. And that's okay. Beach, what they're going to get down there around the Myrtle Beach area in Columbia and all down in there is supposed to be ice.
Well, 2 Tango Mobile.
Go ahead. I'm talking to WA4MD Bill. Go ahead, Rusty.
Good afternoon to both of you. And I'm headed up. Got to go to the grocery store. Forgot a couple of items. I need a pound of sausage and I need some onions. I'm gonna make a pot of chili this afternoon. So need both of those items. And I forgot to get them when I went to the grocery store the other day. So anyway, my thermometer on the car says it's 33 degrees. And it's cold out here. Go ahead. Our name is Bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, Rusty, I've been down that trail about the forgetting to pick up things and have to go back, especially on a cold day like this. Not too nice to have to go out. Back to you, WA4MD.
Well, Bill, we even tried to go early to those and avoid them, but I'll tell you what, we had to go a little bit later yesterday. It was yesterday, wasn't it, Mom? Or the day before? Day before. And I think they were fearful of another snowstorm because the shelves were inundated. And that lady said there was a truckload of meat come in that morning. But it was gone. We went in the middle of the afternoon for us retired folks to try to avoid the crowds, and that didn't work. But we kept our distances and wore our masks. Go ahead, Rusty.
That's what you need to do. I went grocery shopping. Let's see. That was Wednesday. I went grocery shopping, and I forgot I was going to need this to do this to do my chili today. And you know, one thing leads to another. And yeah, they say we're supposed to have a dusting, and I hope that's all it is down up here. And like you said, Tom, the middle of the state and the out on the coast, they're supposed to get it worse, but I could do without the cold weather. And, you know, if it stayed about 68 to about 77 all year round, I'd be happy. And I could handle that. Not too bad on that. But as you get older, it feels worse. And I've got a construction site where they're over here clearing some more land. Looks like you're going to build some more houses over here. Just what I need, more houses in my area. And they got all these big, huge dump trucks sitting back there with the dump part of it elevated up in the air. And I guess that's to keep the hydraulics from freezing or something for dumping. Anyway, but yeah, it's now the temperature says it's 32 out here on my car thing, so it's supposed to get colder as the day goes on, and I can see that, and you know, but I want to get over here to the food line, pick up the 2 items I need, then head back to the house, and then stick around, and got training classes online tomorrow, so I'll be in a Zoom meeting for a big portion of the day. And, you know, that's what goes with the territory, as they say. Go ahead, Bill. W2T Mobile.
Thank you, SAR, Rusty. I'm telling you, You're just a ball of good information there on the weather. Now I'm colder than snot thinking about the temperature dropping even that 1 degree. But, yeah, it's pretty bad when you got a lot of people there in your housing area there putting new houses in. That's usually a mess. I'm going to swing it over there to Tom and go. But, Tom, you're retired. I'm retired, too, Tom. Back to you.
Roger. Well, that was the next thing I was going to ask you. I was an electrician, industrial, and electronic technician for 50 years or so. And my wife and I have been married 54 years, March 15th. And tomorrow, by golly, I'll be 47 and dyslexic. Shut up, Rusty. And but you don't have any biography written up in QRZ, Bill, and so tell us about yourself. How old are you? You got any grandkids down here? And what did you used to do? I'll send it back to Bill for one. And he lives down in Simpsonville near, I don't know if he's near N4IQ, but he's one of our dear friends on the radio, and he's a retired professional engineer. He lives out south there of, way out in the boondocks from Woodruff, but he says they're building around him too, Bill, but N4IQ's got a really beautiful home and great wife, and is extremely smart, put it that way. smarter than this old electrician. Now, go ahead, Bill.
Well, I'm 72. I'll be 73 in April. Spent 10 years in the military as a medic and as a radio operator during Vietnam there. And got out, and I didn't have the government pay for it, but ended up working in the field of medicine. I'm a nurse. My wife's a nurse. I retired. She's still got about 5 years to go, but worked in the field there for almost, total with the military, about 40-some years. So retired 2013 after an all.
Yeah, I was getting ready to, watching this fool pulling out of this parking lot. Yeah, well, I'll be 75 in April on the 13th, and I did, between active and reserve, I did 26 years in the military. My background is mostly computers, and but on the outside, I worked in public housing for 20-some years, and I've been done insurance sales and little bit of this and a little bit of that for over the years, so I've been around. I'm another one of these retired folks, and just looking the other day at the fact, got my Social Security check, and the one I got this month is less than the one I got last month, because they gave us that nice 5.7% or 5.6% increase in our Social Security, and then they took 14.5% more out for Medicare. So, you know, that means I get less check this time than I did last time. But that's the government, and they're helping us. And well, I'm going to say 7.3s for right now because I've reached the grocery store over here, and I want to go on inside and pick up a couple, two items I need, and then get back out in the car and head back to the house. Finally got the car warm, and now I got to get out of it. That's usually the way it works. So anyway, I'll catch up to both of you here in a few minutes. I probably won't be in there more than about 5 or 6 minutes. Tom, go ahead and pick it up. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Good to hear you. And, Bill, I was in the Navy and flew off a carrier for a year and a half and out of San Diego, and then put in for duty with my brother for the rest of my 4 years, and up in Moffett Field, Mountain View, California, in the Petrie Orions. They landed on good old solid ground, and the wife and I just got married, and so I thought, well, I can bring her out from the farm in Kansas and make us a home out there, and we did, and then went back to Kansas, but retired to be down here near the grandkids, and my our youngest daughter and son-in-law, and his mom and dad live down here. They moved down here from Arkansas. And they also, well, they live in Lyman, but Amy, our daughter, lives in Greer, and she's an engineer for General Electric, and he's an engineer for Escher's Machine Tool Shop. Got two grandkids. One of them's 15, one of them's 13. And just got their grades yesterday, and by golly, Jordan got a 3.94, and Isaac got almost that much, so we're pretty proud of them. The other daughter lives up in West Bloomfield, Michigan, and she's a teacher and a professional musician and plays in the Michigan Philharmonic. And I remember, if you're one of those medics I'm thinking of, they issued you a backpack and a Marine outfit for the Fleet Marines and a .45 and sent you to Vietnam. I was there, but I had a nice P-3 Orion to fly in.
Yeah. Like I said, I was a medic and an RT, what they call an RTO, and I did the same thing. Little M16 and a backpack for a radio and a med kit to go along with it. So spent three tours there in Vietnam, a year in Cambodia, a year in Laos, and finally spent the rest of my time in the States here, finished out, and by the end of Vietnam, I went in 1967, so quite a long time, and like I said, went into field medicine. Got five grandkids, four children of my own, and they're all doing real good. They're pretty close, within 3 hours distance of us right here in Simpsonville, so makes it kind of nice. They're not right on top, but still they're close enough we can go see them with everything. I'm going to let this time four times out here.
That's wonderful. Got a lot to be proud of, Bill. I wondered about that when I seen that WA4MD. I do a lot of Morse code, and generally speaking, and a lot of times when you pick up an MD, it's a former physician or a nurse or something of that nature. So you got a good call there. Mine is my initials, Tom Rouse, N0TR, and of course from Kansas. But we've been here 12 years, so I kind of consider myself a native now. But there's a lot of people been here longer, but I've been here long enough to call myself a true South Carolina. And, well, that's really great, Bill. Well, I do a lot of CW, mostly, and some sideband, but none of the other stuff. Didn't know if you did or not. The bands in the last couple of days have been terrible. The sunspots are getting better. But, I could have talked to South Africa last night very easy, but I've talked to, his name's Bill also, ZS6CCY, I think it is. And he sounded like a local radio station, but on the band scope, there was just a zero, nothing on CW last night. And so I just went ahead and shut it down and went over and watched Castle on Hulu with the wife. It's a detective story. But do you do any HF down there, Bill? It's N0TR.
WA4MD for ID. Yeah, I like DXing, so I do a lot of HF DXing. My code is kind of down the dumps. I used to do a lot of code. I could do 21, 22 words per minute at one time. Right now, I'm doing good to get 5 words a minute in because I just haven't used it enough. So I'm thinking about going back doing that. But, I like it. I agree, though, with sunspots and everything. Band conditions are really poor. In fact, I was on here about a couple hours ago. I talked into Cuba, and it was pretty decent signal, but it could be a whole lot better. I remember a couple of years ago, gee whiz, you couldn't even squeeze in on a frequency to get a QSO going. But yeah, I sure do love it. Back to you, Tom.
N0TR with the WA4MD with the man on the mountain there for ID. And, well, that's great. Yeah, you can always tell a Cuban, you chirp, chirp, chirp on their signals all the time, if you know what I mean, if you're doing CW. Well, a friend of mine, KO4LAO, is retired Air Force, flew the the Boeing KC-135s, I think it was, and the refueling 707, basically. And then he flew the DC-10 version, I think they call it KC-10. But he went to that CW Academy and is still doing it, I think, and has progressed really well from what he tells me. And he goes out and does some parks on the air and things like that. NY4G is another excellent aerial on code. He texted me the other night. We got over on 60 meters. I'd never used that because there's just specific list of frequencies there that you got to go to, and there's some rules involved. But that was kind of fun. I find it difficult to slow down, and that's not being a snob. I run about 26 or 28 comfortably words a minute. I can do 30, but when you get up to 30 and above, I have a hard time copying it by ear. But I don't use any computer stuff or any no keyboards or nothing like that. I use my paddles, and we had a good time on there. Ariel he's been using a keyer a lot on summits on the air, and he's done over 100 summits, Bill. And that's amazing. WA4MD, N0TR.
N0TR, WA4MD returning. Yeah, well, that sounds good. Yeah, like I said, I've thought about going back and doing a little bit more code than what I had done. I got kind of on the sideband, single sideband portion of the phone. So I enjoy DXing and the QSOs and everything. So I usually use a NATIC loop antenna that I put in, and I just got a vertical. I'm in a HOA type situation, so the vertical is only 28 foot, I think. And I use it. That's what I usually use on HF there. But like you said, propagation hasn't been the greatest. And receiving here, I use an ICOM 756. Right now I'm using a 706 Mark IIG that I've had forever, and I haven't used it. And I just put it back in here, maybe a week ago. So what I like about it is that you have 2 meters, 440, and HF on it. So that's why I like it. Back to you, Tom. N0TR, WA4MD.
W2T on the road again.
W2T. Well, I have a TS-590SG. I sold my S model to Bill, NWH, I think it is. I get tongue twisted on Bill Stahl at times. He's another great ham down there. He's an IT guy for the University of Georgia. So if you ever hear him, jump on him there. And I have an amplifier on it, and if necessary, I use it. It's a ALS 1300. And I really, really like it because I bought an extra box with it and makes it automatic band switching. The 1306, which has 6 meters on it, and I don't use. I kind of wish I had now, but they were about $400 more, and it was a stretch to get this one, I'll tell you. They're not cheap. And I really enjoy it, though. You can drive it with anywhere, depending on the band, 35 to 55 watts. Sometimes I'll go 65 on 40 meters to get it up there a little bit. But usually I only run about 600 or 700 watts if necessary. And it works good, and I have a super loop antenna, and it looks like an upside down diamond. And then I have, it's about 100 feet long. And then I have a Carolina Wyndham that goes from 160 through 10, or 10 through 160. And it works really well. And it's 265 feet long. I got good neighbors, and we don't have an HOA. But that vertical is a good option for someone in an HOA. They don't notice it. You can tell them it's a clothesline post, Bill. Go ahead, Rusty.
You guys bragging about all your radios. I got me a Yaesu here in the car, and it's a little 2 meter 440. Got me an ICOM 7200 at home. Got an AL11H amp that goes with that, so I can use that when I need it. And then I've got a big old full wave 80 meter loop up, and I've got a G5RV up also, so you know, I get a little bit of all of that on that, so that's what it is. And I've got a 160 meter inverted L. I just got to get it up into a tree somewhere, and then I'll have that up too. So but that's what it is. And I bought 3 items instead of only 2 at the grocery store. They were having a sale on some cookies, and I didn't have any good old cookies at home, so I got me a package of them. And got my sausage and my onions for my chili. I'll make a big pot of chili this afternoon, so that's what I'm going to do. So, do that. But anyway, and but talking about retired earlier, I've been retired for, well, this year will be 13 years, so I retired after my wife had her second stroke, so I ended up being at home to care for her for a number of years. And it is what it is. And at 32 degrees earlier that I was talking about, Bill, that's supposed to go on down to 28 or 29 tonight, so I'll make you a little bit colder thinking about that. Go ahead, Bill.
Good, Timmy Rusty. Oh, boy. Guys, I hate to do this, but I got to get out of here. I take care of my mother-in-law. She's got cerebral vascular dementia, so I got to go take care of her, and I'll be back here in about 15 minutes or so. I'm going to have to say 7-3 for the second, though. WA4MD.
Bill, I got to go out and take care of the girls, our 15 chickens. Before it starts to snow this evening, they said, but it doesn't look like much. The pleasure's all mine, Bill. You take care. Oh, I'm getting a leg cramp too, Rusty. I had to stand up, and I've been sitting in this chair too long. So drop by someday, Bill, if you're up in the area, and come on in for a cup of coffee and some of Bernice's snacks as a general rule. And, boy, I've been having a time with these oatmeal cookies she made. But she did make, Rusty, she did make a red cake roll. It looks like a pumpkin roll. Kind of anxious to sample that. It had chocolate on it last night. I didn't like that, so she took it off and wrapped it in this white icing that she makes by hand. And, oh, it looks good. eat your heart out, Rusty. Talk to you later, bud. You have a good day and a safe day. W2T with WA4MD sign. Go ahead, Rusty, and I'll be clear after your final.
Okay, well, I'm just about back to the house, too, because I'm not that far from the grocery store. Anyway, Bill, good to talk to you. I'll have the radio on in the house later, and got to do some work on the computer, too, so get that done. And, Tom, yeah, you better go out there and take care of those chickens. And if you let something happen to them, Bernice, we'll use that frying pan on the side of your head. So, you know, you gotta keep everybody happy there at home now. See, you got lots of girls you got to keep happy now. And if you don't, you're in trouble. And I'm surprised you don't weigh about 250 to 300 pounds with all that sweet stuff Bernice makes there for you. Talk to you later. Tell Bernice I said hi, and we'll catch you after a while. WU2T clear.
I sent you an email, by the way. You need to watch this. You'll get a laugh. But it's the truth. 73's resting. This is N0TR clear.
Yep, I've already started looking at it before I left the house. WU2T clear.
W8APX, Whiskey 8, Alpha Papa X-ray, Douglasville, Georgia.
From Douglasville, Georgia, I'll acknowledge you, but I got to run. I've been in this chair too long. My name's Tom, N0TR, and you're making it to the computer pretty darn good.
Say that this repeater is located.
Caesar's Head, 3,500 feet up on the North Carolina-South Carolina line. And I think it transmits, oh, I don't know, 50 or 100 watts. Somewhere in that neighborhood. Somebody else could tell you the details. But it's got a really good coverage.
Well, thank you so much for the response, man, Archie. And, yeah, you're fading out on me pretty bad. The band's kind of up and down, but appreciate the response. Just heard you guys out there and was curious to know what I was hearing. 73, W8APX.
W8APX, this is N0, Tango Romeo. And I'm located in Greer, 14 miles northeast of downtown Greenville. 73, this is N0TR clear.